Saturday, November 24th, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions presents Chuck, the Iceman Liddell, as he returns to the cage to take on the Huntington Beach bad boy Tito Ortiz in the third and final chapter of their historic rivalry at the Fabulous Forum, plus a fully stacked undercard of competitive MMA talent. Do not miss another chapter of this historic rivalry. Saturday, November 24th at the Forum. Tickets start at $30 and they're available at Ticketmaster.com. or by calling 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us. Always a pleasure to sit in for Jim and be a part of the biggest and most important show in our industry. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. If you're already hitting the road and if you're still at work, listen, Uncle Brian, walk away from the desk now and walk out the door. Get out there and start fighting the traffic. If you are going somewhere on this day before Thanksgiving, we will keep you company with a ton of football conversation, getting you ready for the NFL triple header tomorrow. It all starts with the traditional game in Detroit with the Bears taking on the Lions on CBS in 20 minutes, scheduled to take you around the league with James Jones, former Packers receiver, now working for NFL Network. We'll focus on Mike McCarthy's cloudy future. And because this is a holiday week, we're going to spotlight the great work James is doing with his foundation. James and his family have overcome real adversity. He spent some time in a homeless shelter as a youngster. This is a conversation you're going to want to hear. As always, I want you to be a big part of the show. Hopefully by now, you know I am clone friendly because I am a clone, a big fan of the JTP. The last time I filled in, about 3 weeks ago, I was absolutely annihilated by Brad in Corona, who picked apart my varied professional resume. Unless Brad wants to crush my personal life, if there is a personal life, I don't think we'll be hearing from the notorious BIC, meaning you can be a bigger part of the show. And because I've had the great opportunity to fill in for Jim now for the better part of 2 years, I have a sense of how this will work. The regulars don't call because they don't want to step down in competition and hang out with the substitute pimp in the box. So if you have been unable to get through in the past or want to actually talk about sports, which we can do, 1-800-636-8686. Emails, rome@haveatake.com. Hit me up on Twitter. It's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Skeleton crew going old school. Alvin, the best in the business on the board. Adam Hawk, dressing up as always. We'll get to Adam in 40 minutes. Talking Tiger and Phil under duress. Adam actually having creative control over the program today, suggesting to the fill-in host that he has to tackle a topic that he does not want to do. And Adam, maybe if we're lucky, we'll do a little point-counterpoint with yours truly. But football pays the bill. So let's jump right in with not only what's coming up tomorrow, what we saw on Monday night. And obviously, the fallout continues from that game for the ages between the Rams and the Chiefs. And looking ahead to tomorrow's slate, the matchups won't be that compelling. What game can compare to what happened when LA and Kansas City got together? Although, if you love the orgy of offense, we could have a similar final tally when the Saints and Falcons match up. That game could get close to 100 points as well. But I know the lingering takeaway from what happened on Monday night at the LA Coliseum is that defense doesn't exist anymore. Somehow this was a foundation for a brand new NFL. Well, I'm presuming you watched the game. It generated a large rating. Did you notice who the best player on the field was? It was Aaron Donald in the midst of the MVP contenders like Patrick Mahomes, who turned it over five times in the game, and Todd Gurley, who had his least productive output of the season because the Rams used him primarily as a decoy. So while it was an amazing watch and felt like something that we hadn't seen before in the NFL, I think we saw it last year in the Super Bowl. We know that defense is extinct, but the real special element to what happened on Monday night was a wonderful chance for this community here in Southern California to come together. Now, long-time clones know that Jim has a very good time poking holes in the cliches that surround those of us who live in Southern California. I'm originally from New York. I know you will be hard to figure out if that's true based on my very low-key personality, and there's no hint of a New York accent. But because Jim is a native Southern Californian, he's been the champion for this region, pointing out that not all of us are rocking a fake Rolex. Not all of us are heavily Botoxed. However, because I moved from New York, I felt the need to embrace this culture. So, for example, I'm not wearing makeup. This is what I wear every day when I go to the grocery store, because you can't be pale when you're going to pick up your arugula. And the other thing that we know to be true here in Southern California is everyone has a tie-in to the entertainment business. So my dry cleaner is a screenwriter. And when I go to pick up my shirts, I get a bad screenplay that I throw in the garbage. So the other day when I was picking up some of my more important items, because you want to look good filling in for Jim, and I had forgotten this, my dry cleaner noted that we lost a legend in screenwriting, a guy named William Goldman, who wrote everything from All the President's Men to The Princess Bride. And I was thinking about Goldman a little bit driving in, because clearly I need a life. Goldman's most famous quote was, "Nobody knows anything." And his premise there was, when you pitch a movie in Hollywood, the executive who's listening has no idea if it's going to be successful. Think about how the pitch for Star Wars might have gone. Yeah, there's this dude, I don't know, he's in the clouds, we'll call him Skywalker, and then there's another guy, he's kind of furry like a bear, we'll call him Chewie, not American Chewie, and they'll blow up a thing, and let's make the movie. Nobody knows anything. And I think that's also the perfect description of what's going on in the NFL. Because with the Cowboys playing tomorrow, traditional game, after the game in Detroit on CBS, hosting Washington, and we'll talk about where the Redskins go from here without Alex Smith in a moment. Think about the path the Cowboys have taken in recent weeks. 2 weeks ago, coming off a loss at home to the Titans on Monday Night Football, what was the national conversation like? Jason Garrett, metaphorically, is dead man walking. Jerry Jones finally is going to make a change, overdue, I think, and go with a more innovative head coach, because the Cowboys, it looked like, were going to miss the playoffs for the sixth time in the eight full seasons that Garrett's had the job. And what's happened since? Everything's changed. Now, some of that comes down to what the Cowboys have done on the field, because they figured out you can give the football to one of the five best running backs in the game with Ezekiel Elliott, and not just give him a steady diet of carries. I'll be eating the carrots tomorrow. Use him as a receiver coming out of the backfield. And the Cowboys click when Ezekiel Elliott is the focal point of the offense, not Dak Prescott. So that's the first building block to the Cowboys having the ability to put together back-to-back road victories in Philadelphia and then in Atlanta on Sunday. And we know these cliches are true. Winning in the NFL on the road is hard, especially when you have to match up with, say, the reigning world champs in Philadelphia, although they are a shadow of themselves based on all the injuries. And you go to Atlanta, now you have to try to slow down that high-powered offense that we're going to see tomorrow against the Saints. Well, the Cowboys did that because the other side of the football has been even more instrumental in their comeback. The rookie, Leighton Van Der Esch, playing like DeMarcus Ware used to. So the Cowboys have changed their profile in the span of 2 weeks, because nobody knows anything when it comes to how things are going to play out in the NFL. And admittedly, they've gotten a lot of help, because as I alluded to, we've seen the implosion of the Philadelphia Eagles, in part because of injuries. They can't run the football without Jay Ajayi, went down with a torn ACL. The defense is battered and bruised, in part because they didn't make enough offseason moves to make sure they would have depth in the secondary. And that's one of the reasons why Dak Prescott looked good in that Sunday night victory on the road in Philadelphia. Think about who he was throwing the football against. Philadelphia doesn't have any legitimate players in the secondary, and we saw that again on Sunday when the Saint juggernaut just crushed them. Can anybody stop the Saints? That'll be the topic to kick off hour number two of the program. And yes, I'm going to put the Saints in the Super Bowl in November. We'll talk about the most compelling potential matchups coming up in 45 minutes. So I'm not going to crown the Cowboys yet, because if I hit this mic, it's going to move. I'll never get it back to this precise spot where it needs to be so I can metaphorically eat on it, yes, for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. How much faith do you have in Colt McCoy tomorrow? And you know when the Fox telecast signs on, it's going to be the narrative of the return of the Texan. Cue up the video of what he did playing for the Longhorns, how he beat the Cowboys 4 years ago. But the real issue for Washington is not the pluses or minuses for Colt McCoy. And yeah, he does have that head-to-head victory over Dallas. It's all the other injuries. Other than Adrian Peterson, name one viable player at the skill positions for Washington. They have been destroyed by injuries. So Dallas is going to win that game, and Dallas is going to win the division. And that's not a hot take. That's now the view of the Sharpies in Vegas. But here's the question for Cowboy fans. Do you want to win the division? And yes, you'll get the right to host a playoff game, but you're going to lose that playoff game because you'd be the worst team undeniably of anybody in the NFC to make the postseason. Do you want to win the division? And with that, that means you're going to keep Jason Garrett, because sometimes winning is losing. And yeah, you'll have a division title and you'll feel good about yourself, but the Cowboys need a total overhaul when it comes to their culture, because this is not a new conversation. We've been talking about this team being stuck in neutral for the better part of 25 years. They only have two playoff victories in the last 22 seasons. And if you were paying attention to what happened on Monday night, in addition to the brilliance of the quarterbacks, and Mahomes has some Favre to him, especially throwing the late picks, balanced by his ability to make plays, did you also notice what was going on in terms of strategy and play calling? And it wasn't just Sean McVay, the boy genius of the NFL. Andy Reid has always been innovative when it comes to scheme and putting his players in a position to have an advantage. How about what's going on with the Bears? Even if it's not Mitchell Trubisky tomorrow against the Lions on CBS, Chase Daniels should be serviceable because they have an innovative head coach in Matt Nagy. How about Indy? Andrew Luck looks like Andrew Luck again because the offensive line is better and because Frank Reich has changed the profile offensively. So it's a modern NFL. The world has changed. But Dallas is waiting for the triplets to walk through that door again. So if you are a Cowboy fan, and I know there are loads of you, hop aboard at 1-800-636-8686. Emails, RomanHaveATake.com. Open for business on Twitter. It's BW Weber. Weber with two Bs. Do you want the short-term positive of winning the division, even if that means you're stuck with Jason Garrett moving forward? Much more football to get to. We'll take you round the league, not only with James Jones scheduled to join us coming up. Final hour of the program, we'll check in with Will Brinson, senior writer for CBSSports.com. We'll go through what happened last night with the latest reveal of the official college football playoff rankings. Nothing changed other than Central Florida starting to get a little bit more respect. But if you want to be a part of the show, I'm open to taking phone calls. Otherwise, I got enough content to do 6 hours because I'll be doing my own show in my one-bedroom apartment tomorrow in lieu of a Thanksgiving meal. Coming up, would just making the playoffs be enough for Mike McCarthy to keep his job? We'll ask Super Bowl champion James Jones, the former Packers receiver, now part of NFL Network. James had an inspirational journey to the league. Great to have you with us on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Brian Weber in for Jim Rome. You're in the Jungle on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Brian Weber back with you in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio. The brilliant simulcast on the CBS Sports Network. Thank you for sharing part of the day before Thanksgiving with us. I am open to taking your phone calls at 1-800-636-8686. And because I have been lucky to fill in for Jim for 2 years now, my approach has evolved. First couple times, I didn't take a single call. Not because I was doing the professional wrestling heel move. I'm not better than you. Although I do hang out with the late Bobby the Brain Heenan when I have a chance to. I just have a wrestling seance at my studio apartment. But I think the goal early on was just demonstrate that while I am a clone, also, this is a national platform to talk sports. So now that I'm more relaxed, and yes, this is relaxed for me, you can be a part of the show at 1-800-636-8686. I know a lot of you prefer to collect your thoughts. So if you want to write it out, because I know you wouldn't write out your phone call, emails, RomanHaveATake.com. Hit me up on Twitter, BW Weber, Weber with two Bs, in 15 minutes, because Adam Hawk demands it. You're going to pay $20 to watch Tiger and Phil play golf tomorrow. I will not. The executive producer of the program tells me what to do, and I follow because I'm the fill-in host. Scheduled to have a conversation coming up in just a few seconds with James Jones, the former Packer and Raider receiver. You see him on NFL Network. In fact, tonight he'll be on NFL Total Access, 7 Eastern. That's the flagship program for the network. Be sure to follow him on Twitter at 89Jones, NTAF. And James, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I knew you had a big future in media when years ago I was hosting the old morning show on NFL Network, and you were still playing. That show went on the air at 3 o'clock in the morning here in Southern California. You joined us on the couch, and that told me you were going to do whatever it took to be a media star. So we appreciate you taking the time today. It was good to see you at the Super Bowl. How are you? Is James there?
You hear me?
Yes, we have connection. Hello, James. How are you?
I said I'm good, man. How are you?
I am living the dream, and I appreciate you taking the time on the day before Thanksgiving. We'll get to football in a minute, but with your permission, I'd like to start with your journey, because I know by telling your story, you've helped a lot of people cope with adversity. You spent part of your childhood not knowing if you had a bed to sleep in. You and your mother were homeless for a while. How do you think that experience impacted the person you've become?
Oh, man, that experience was huge for me, man. I tell people all the time, man, growing up like that, you know, growing up homeless for the first 15 years of my life, man, I've seen it all, you know, sleeping on park benches, you know, sleeping under bridges, in and out of homeless shelters, in and out of motels. You know, I've seen it all. And one of the main things that I took out of that is, you know, you never take anything for granted. And you always appreciate the little things so much more, man, when you grow up like that, man. I see some people walk around here, man, and they're like, dang, man, I got pancakes for breakfast every day. And I'm like, my goodness, do you know how many kids and people wish they could wake up and have pancakes and all that stuff every morning? So it definitely, man, changed my outlook on life, man. It made me appreciate the little things a lot more, man. And it just taught me how to keep grinding and working hard.
And I know giving back to you is extremely significant. You've got a tremendous foundation, Love Jones for Kids. What's the mission of the foundation?
The mission of the foundation, man, is to just really just give back to, you know, the homeless community, you know, let everybody know that I've been in their shoes. You know, when I go back and talk to the kids at the homeless shelter and talk to the families at the homeless shelter, I'm like, I've been in your shoes. I've slept in these beds. I've, you know, been in and out of motels, all the things that you got going on right now. I have done, I have seen, and you can beat it. You can make it out of this. And with my foundation, that's what we do, man. Everything we do through the foundation is free. I throw free football camps. You know, obviously do a lot of things for Thanksgiving, donate food to families and things like that, a lot of stuff for Christmas. But I touch on a lot of the homeless shelters, and I go downtown and feed a lot of the homeless all the time, man, and just try to get back in that way.
That is outstanding. We're taking you around the NFL with James Jones, the former Packer and Raider receiver. James, I watch NFL Network all the time, and every time I see you, somebody's asking you about what's going on in Green Bay. What do you make of the report from your colleague at NFL Network, Ian Rappaport, that the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy's become strained? There's real tension between the two.
Man, what they've been saying, there's been tension between Coach Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers for the last 8 years, man. And me being in that huddle, me being in the meeting rooms, me being with Coach McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, there's no strain on their relationship. These two dudes are competitors. They both like to win. I know Coach Mike McCarthy says it every single day. Controversy is good. Family is supposed to fight. But at the end of the day, you love each other. And I think that's the type of relationship that Aaron Rodgers and Coach Mike McCarthy have. They're family. They argue every now and then. But at the end of the day, they love each other. They respect each other. And they're both competitors, and they want to go out there and win.
And you're still part of the extended family. You broke the news that Aaron Rodgers got the mega contract extension, but you're also an objective sports journalist. If the Packers fail to make the postseason this year for the second consecutive year, is it time for a coaching change?
Me knowing how great of a coach Mike McCarthy is and the system that he has in play in Green Bay, I want to say no. But me knowing the business aspect of it, and not knowing how the new GM sees stuff and is going to go about doing stuff, I would say that they probably would strongly consider getting a new coach. If it was Ted Thompson, I would say Coach Mike is safe. You know, they know it's a process. Yeah, well, you have one of these up and down seasons every now and then. I mean, Coach Mike, out of the last 10 years, has been in the playoffs 8 times. So it's not like, you know, he's not doing his job. But I don't know how this new GM is gonna do things. So I would say if Coach Mike doesn't make it to the playoffs with this new GM, it's probably a chance that he can be gone.
James Jones is our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Brian Weber in for Jim Rome. James, I was just laying out why the Cowboys are going to win that division, mostly because the Eagles have fallen apart and the Redskins now have to move on without Alex Smith. However, we know the Cowboys don't always live up to the hype and overachieve. So how much of a shot do you give Washington, led by Colt McCoy, heading back to the state of Texas tomorrow?
I still have Washington winning this division. And the reason why I have them winning this division is because Colt McCoy has been in this offense for the last 3-4 years. He probably knows the offense better than Alex Smith does. I remember when Kirk Cousins was there early when he first started starting, Coach Gruden really was contemplating on starting Colt McCoy over him. So he has a lot of confidence in Colt McCoy. And what I like about the Redskins is nothing changes. Usually when you get a backup quarterback in, you got to change the way you call your plays. Maybe you change up, you know how the defense plays and all that type of stuff. But nothing changes for the Washington Redskins with Colt McCoy in. The formula is still the same that has gotten them 6 wins this season. And that's play good defense, don't turn the ball over, and let's run the football. And they're still going to do all those things with Colt McCoy. And I think the Redskins find a way to get to 10 wins and win this division.
And that is an interesting perspective, given all the other injuries that Washington's been dealing with on both sides of the football. Taking you around the league with Super Bowl champion James Jones. Check him out tonight, NFL Total Access on NFL Network. James, we have the Bears and Lions on CBS tomorrow to start the Thanksgiving Day tripleheader. Chicago now has won 4 consecutive games. Defense ferocious, led by Khalil Mack. How much you buying the Bears, even though we now have knowledge that Mitchell Trubisky is dealing with the shoulder injury?
You know, I went on record last week saying that I wasn't a believer in the Chicago Bears because they haven't played anybody. You know, all the teams they have beaten have been, you know, losing teams and don't have a winning record. And what I seen Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings, how dominant they were, they turned me into believers. They're dominant. They get after the quarterback. I love what Matt Nagy is doing with Mitchell Trubisky, man. He's dialing up so many different formations, making it so hard on defenses. And they're utilizing all their playmakers. It's not just one guy in that offense that's making all the plays. You know, you use Tariq Cohen, you use Jordan Howard, you use Allen Robinson. You're using all these guys, and it's making it hard on defense. And that's why you see Mitchell having the season he having. And then to back it up, man, that Bears defense, man, is probably the best defense in the National Football League right now, you know. And I know Khalil Mack starts it off, but, man, from top to bottom, that defense gets after you, man. They're playing with a lot of confidence. I'm a believer in the Bears after what I think Sunday night.
Finally, how about a quick thought on the Raiders because you played for the Silver and Black? John Gruden blowing things up. It feels like everything is pointing towards Vegas in 2020. Gruden wants the roster that he desires to be intact when he gets there. Do you think Derek Carr will still be the starting quarterback when the Raiders move to Vegas? As you know, the guaranteed money swings year by year, and if the Raiders want to move on from him in the offseason, they can do it without a massive cap hit.
I'm going to say he better be the quarterback. Listen, man, Derek Carr is a special talent. And I know he's had some ups and downs, but Derek Carr is a franchise quarterback, a quarterback that you need to build around and you can build around. And you've seen that. I mean, they're not far off from being 12-4. I mean, if Derek Carr don't get hurt that year, who knows where the Raiders go. So he is definitely one of the quarterbacks in this league that you build around. So I'm hoping that, you know, they don't let Derek Carr go and they build around. I mean, you see the fourth quarter comeback that he had, you know, this past weekend, man, in Arizona, man. He's a special talent, can make all the throws, can definitely make your team better and the people around him better. So if the Raiders are smart, they keep him at quarterback, they build around him, they get the right pieces around him and try to go make a run.
James, I enjoyed the conversation and enjoy watching you on NFL Network. Continued success. Hope you and your family have a tremendous Thanksgiving.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
James Jones, former Packer and Raider receiver. And as I mentioned years ago when I was doing the morning show on NFL Network in the middle of the night, James came in because he was interested in carving out a career in broadcasting. He's been a major success, and what a journey it's been from a homeless shelter to the National Football League. 1-800-636-8686. Emails RomanAvatake.com. Open for business on Twitter. BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Straight ahead, would you pay $20 to watch Tiger and Phil play golf? Well, you'll have the chance tomorrow. But first, it's time for a sports update. The Fordham Flash. Andrew Bogish has all the details.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
Brian Weber back with you in the jungle on the day before Thanksgiving. CBS Sports Radio, simulcast on the CBS Sports Network. Looking ahead to hour number two of the program. In just over 15 minutes, we'll kick things off. Continuing to look ahead to the NFL triple header coming up tomorrow. Saints, Falcons, best divisional rivalry that does not get enough national attention, although clearly a down year for Atlanta, in part because of injuries. I'm going to tell you why, unquestionably, Drew Brees is the MVP. A reminder, it's time to ask the pros as this program progresses, where you, the clones, get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros, submit your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The goal is to be interactive. 1-800-636-8686. Emails, RomanAvatake.com. Hit me up on Twitter. It's B.W. Weber. Some of your tweets that have poured in. Buckets in Carolina. I love the handles on Twitter. My Redskins are going to be lucky to finish 8-8. That's it. An actual sports perspective on the program. Yes, Bucket, as I laid out in the monologue, Washington's not going anywhere. Not just because Alex Smith went down with the gruesome injury on Sunday. If I did a poll question of the hour, name a player at the skill position for Washington other than Adrian Peterson, who's healthy and impactful. They've been crushed by injuries. Here's Francis in Glendale's tweet. Not sure if personal appearances show fodder, .. for subs, but you look like if Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble ran smack into each other. Let me soak that in for a second. It's a good thing I have a lot of self-esteem for no reason. The last time I filled in, I got you look like a cross between one of the Baldwin brothers, pick 'em, hopefully not Danny, and Robert De Niro. And I am the Rupert Pupkin of fill-in host. Jake in Buffalo. If I were a Cowboy fan, I want to lose out this year and give Garrett the old Dallas headshot. Thanks, Lee Harvey Oswald. Grassy knoll smack on the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah! slide in a email. Hey, Brian, not cool. I knew someone had been walking in my shoes when I was asleep on the bench. Tell James Jones I want my shoes back now. Signed, Irie Craig. Okay, I have to pre-read this stuff before Hawk just comes in and hands it to me. And Hawk single-handedly is destroying the show. So let me take you behind the curtain. I know we have a sophisticated audience. And as a clone for the better part of 20 years, I appreciate what many of you want to do. Destroy me as the fill-in host. You just did it on Twitter. I barely recovered from that beatdown applied by Brad and Corona. Radio, though, is not just an opportunity to be a human punching bag. It's a personal medium. We tell stories beyond being a pure narcissist to connect with you, the audience, especially as you're fighting traffic on the day before Thanksgiving. But it also really comes down to, and here's why Jim is the best in the business, a host in a chair like this and a microphone. That's the show with all of the great assistance from the XR4TI and now the outstanding television production crew in New York City. But because I've been lucky to do some TV, I prefer radio now because typically I show up, I put some thought into the program, I turn on the mic, I talk for 3 hours, I leave. No meetings, not a ton of emails, don't have to suck up to all the suits because it's not just the line producer, it's the supervising producer, the executive producer like Adam Hawk. Radio, much more host-driven, and Jim's the king, not only because he has so much talent and ability, but because he chooses the right story. So, it's the day before Thanksgiving. If you know me at all, you know me from my NFL resume, and I know you don't know me. The goal was to spend virtually all 3 hours talking NFL, smidge of college football, although what are we talking about in college football? It's the same teams as last year and the year before, and Alabama could be the best team we've seen in 25 years. Still, I love what happens on Saturdays as much as Sundays when it comes to the gridiron, so that was going to be another chunk of the show, and just a smidge of LeBron returning to Cleveland tonight. But because I want to be invited back, and there's a lot of pressure as the fill-in host, hundreds of affiliates, national TV, millions of people potentially listening, I decided to reach out to the executive producer of the show, Adam Hawk. And if you detest me in this chair, blame Adam, because we've been friends for 5 years, worked together prior to Adam moving on up to the best show in our industry. I'm still trying to figure out who said, someday we're all going to be working for Adam Hawk. And I'm shortening the list. It's either the program director who wouldn't let us take calls or a guy who's been in and out of rehab 3 times. I'll figure that one out in my free time. So when I was putting together the rundown last night and interacting with Hawk, he took a first look at it and said via email, what about the match, dot, dot, dot. And I thought, and I'm a sportscaster, I'm supposed to know this stuff, the match? Okay. And I thought maybe because he's younger, he's probably shooting me an email on his phone, not thinking about grammar, punctuation. Maybe he forgot to finish the email. So I wrote back, yeah, if you mean the match game, I'm all in. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah, I like to talk sports, but let's just have holiday rules. I'll go old school. Talk about Gene Rayburn and his skinny mic. What happened to Charles Nelson Reilly? I was going to do the Mount Rushmore of game show hosts because that was my ambition as a kid. I wanted to be either Mean Gene Okerlund or Richard Dawson. And that's probably the next tweet that's going to be coming. I look like their love child. Turns out, Hawk wanted me to talk about the match between Tiger and Phil, which is how this scam is being hyped. Pay-per-view tomorrow. Eldrick and Lefty, and by now you know, I think, some of the basics, but because I am talking about this under duress, I gave it more thought. Beyond the ridiculous price of $19.99, because it's not really $20, it's a bargain at $19.99. And to put that in context, if you follow golf, you could spend $40 and watch the entire PGA Tour season online. $40 versus $20 for this ridiculous, made-for-your-computer streaming joy online event. And it's being staged on Friday afternoon. Friday's Black Friday. You know what you're going to be doing on Friday? Wrestling some dude for a TV on sale at a big box store like any other great American. But I guess if you're going to be blowing all that money that you don't have and shouldn't be spending on stuff you don't need, throw another 20 bucks away on the match. Look, I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money, but Phil Mickelson can join the senior tour in 18 months. He's going to be 49 next summer. And I'm not even talking about fitness. Fat. Tiger will be 43 next month. Yes, his comeback was an amazing story. I got chills watching what he did at the Tour That's Championship, private. But then unfortunately, I also watched the Ryder Cup. Phil and Tiger looked like they were the dads who drove the young guys to the course in France and watched Team USA get their posterior kicked by the Euros. But let's say you're a casual fan and you love the notion that $9 million is on the line, winner take all. Folks, this is not like the $5 Nassau at your club because these guys don't have any skin in the game. They're not risking their own money. It's not their own cash. If that was the actual premise, I might watch or pirate a feed online, allegedly, because we know Tiger would never pony up his own dough because he's too cheap even to pick up the bill for lunch when he trained with the Navy SEALs, according to reports. But wait, the promoters say. There's going to be side wagers between these guys. Well, that's just more proof that Lefty's a gambler who probably has a semi-addiction. I'm not Dr. Phil, but it seems like he likes to put a few bucks down. We already know that to be true. Hang on, the promoters say. The guys are going to be mic'd. There's going to be trash talk between the two. When's the last time either one of these guys said anything interesting? I don't want to hear about Tiger telling me his glutes are not activating.
Just my glutes are
And for the golf lovers out there who want to convince me that I don't understand the beauty of match play, this is the purest form of competition. Well, I'm not that bright, but I can do basic math. What if Tiger shellacks Phil as he should, and this thing is over after only 11 or 12 holes? You getting your $5 back? No, it's going right in their pocket. So I didn't want to do this. I'm being totally upfront with you, but I want to be invited back, hopefully. And amazingly, Adam Hawk now has the hammer, and he's been looking at me sideways for this entire rant. So let's bring in the executive producer of the program. I still want to know who said someday we're all going to be working for Adam Hawk. That's the day I become an Uber driver. Adam, am I being unfair?
You have no idea what the hell you're talking about. First off, you don't know what the word wrestling means on this show, clearly. And then second off, you must have missed that presser yesterday at in Las Vegas at the MGM when Tiger and Phil got into it. And I got the sound right here. You tell me, Brian, that this isn't the most compelling piece of audio you've ever heard in the history of radio. Go ahead, Alvin.
In fact, I'm willing to risk $100,000 that says I birdie the first hole. So that's how good I feel heading into this match. You don't have to take it. You don't have to take it at all. But hold I'm going to throw that
all,
out
hold
there.
Hold on, hold on. So you think you can make birdie on the first hole?
I know I'm going to make birdie on the first hole.
Double it. Oh.
Did you see how I baited him like that? Yes. Yes. 200 says I birdie the first hole.
All right, just water down the left. He likes to lose his golf ball to the left. It's a little flare out that he hits.
See, here's what you're missing.
See, these are
I'm going to hit a 2-iron.
He hasn't really thought
in
about.
The fairway, and I'm a great short iron player. In fact, one of the best. If just yeah, in fact,
he,
number one
if he
on
hits
the tour.
Two iron
stat,
hot, you like he the, sometimes does. It's a little right. It's hot. It'll be up against
this
that tree.
This is longer than the match tomorrow, Hawk. Good editing.
And so you can't spin the ball coming into that flying. Yeah.
Ryan, this is absolutely riveting. There's nothing like a couple of billionaires playing for $200,000 on the first hole. It's amazing. It's going to completely swing their margins. It's going to affect their tax returns. I cannot wait to watch this. And if Tiger wins, which he should, then I think Joey LaCava, if he makes 10%, he's in for a $900,000 payday. So if you don't want to watch for Tiger or Phil, watch for these caddies who are about to make $1 million tomorrow.
No, spend it for the working man. Thank you. You're delusional, pal. But What's you're that? In charge, so great idea. Thank you for reminding me what wrestling truly means in the jungle, and I had an idea. Hawk, there's a little thing called double entendre. I'll fill you in.
Tiger will have this wrapped up by the 10th hole. It's going
to
be amazing.
And then who do you call to get a refund?
No one. You just keep watching him absolutely beat Phil's brains in.
They're going to keep playing? No, they're going to shut it down. It's match play.
Please. No, they'll keep going for more money.
Hey, if it was Barkley and Samuel L. Jackson, I'd watch. And I know they're on the pre-game webcast, whatever it is. All right, Adam Hawk, back to my premise. Nobody knows anything. Hour number one winding down, getting set for hour number two. More NFL. Falcons Saints tomorrow. Can anybody slow down New Orleans? Brian Weber for Jim Rome right here on CBS Sports Radio.